Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
We're talking about your coworkers, and this came up on the show the other day because we've got this guy in our office that walks back and forth in front of the gigantic windows here to our studio every day on the phone, making deals.
Making deals.
That's what we should just call him Making Deals.
I thought we were.
We might have to change it, right? But the thing about this guy is he wears extremely tight polo shirts.
Yeah.
And it's like a thin fabric. And I don't want to body shame him, but we call him Nipples. Because it's the tight shirt every day. It's the fabric. It's like that golf fabric, you know. It's really thin. And he's poking out every day. And he walks back and forth
He kind of puts them on display as he paces back and forth in front of us.
Much nipple action. And today, it's like super cold out. So I can't wait to see what he looks like today. So we got Nipples here in the office. This is going to lead to you guys now calling us, texting us. We obviously like talking to people, but 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Tell us about the nicknames that you have for the coworkers in your office.
Mm-hmm.
Katie, do you have any from the past that you want to bring up?
Well, it's funny. Once we were talking about doing this, I was looking back at my track record, and I just take people's initials and call them that. Like, I have a good friend that I used to work with, and I just call him B. His name's just B. What up, B? That's what I say to him. Another friend at a radio station I worked with, her name is T. What up, T? Like, so
Katie loves the alphabet.
I do. I think that I just take people's initials and go with it. But I did have a boss that we all had a nickname for, funny enough, his initials as well. But we called him BJ.
Okay.
And he was our boss, and he was a big jerk.
So big jerk.
Everyone called him BJ, and I don't think he ever knew why we called him that, but it's because everyone thought he was a big jerk. So there, like,
perfect.
I like initials.
That's funny. So the lines are ringing, 303-691-1649. We talked about this briefly yesterday, and we're like, we need to make this a topic. And so some messages came in overnight. Lauren wrote in and said, hey, guys, I work with this guy named Kyle. He's permanently exhausted. Doesn't matter if it's Monday or Friday. Constantly yawning, stretching, talking about how he just needs one more cup of coffee.
Oh, gosh.
We call him Yon Cena.
Ah! Can't see him.
Yon Cena.
I like that.
He is a great guy, but the dude is always tired. Yon Cena, that's pretty good. I'm going to hold on to a couple of these other ones. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you. You're already giggling, I can tell. So tell us about your coworker and what their nickname is.
Okay, so have you ever seen the movie Moana?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, the chicken. Hey, hey.
Yes, the chicken.
We had a woman in my office that reminded us all of Hey Hey. So behind her back, we would call her Hey Hey.
What did she do that made you remind her?
She just looks like a
made
chicken.
Her remind you of Hey Hey.
She was just, okay, she was very petite, like really thin and like big buggy eyes, high-pitched voice, and like always so frantic. Like, she just reminded us of Hey Hey, like, muck, 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 muck.
Okay. That's perfect.
This is why we're doing this. I love it. Absolutely love it. All right. Well, say hi to Hey Hey for us today.
Yeah, we will. Thank you.
All right. Okay, see you later.
Oh, God. Moly.
Josh is quickly working through these calls. What are the nicknames for your coworkers? I guess we could talk about Josh is behind his back. He doesn't know I call him this.
Oh.
Josh has this thing where he says, oh, my gosh, a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So behind the scenes, I call him, oh, my gosh, Josh.
Oh, my gosh, Josh.
Or gosh, Josh.
Yeah.
So we call him gosh, Josh.
Or just, oh, my Josh.
Oh, my Josh. Like, yeah, it's his crutch. It's a crutch. Everybody's got one where you're like, oh,
which
my gosh.
Which is adorable. Because he doesn't want to take the Lord's name in vain because he's very religious. So he says, oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
It
oh, my gosh. Like, oh, my gosh is right, isn't it?
I call him Shua.
Gosh.
Just like the last four letters, right? Again, the letters.
The letters.
That's what I call him.
Here's one from Tessa. We've got a woman in our office named Cheryl who loves to threaten people with, I'm going to the boss. Tessa says you could sneeze too loud. And she says, I'm going to go file a noise complaint. Last week, she told someone off for using the wrong font in a group email. I wish I was joking. Anyway, we started calling her Snitchy Minaj. Snitchy Minaj, because she's our little friend and tattling superstar. I hate her.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to start.
Like this. We all just smile at her and think mean thoughts.
Yeah. I'm going to start using that. Snitchy Minaj.
Oh my gosh. That's hilarious. Oh my gosh. Hi, Sherry. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning, Sherry. What are the nicknames that you have for your coworkers?
Not my co-workers, for that guy with his tits hanging out.
Oh, my God. Hold on. Why did you put that on the air?
I mean, he says...
Oh, my gosh.
...on the screen, though. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I wasn't ready. I was not ready for Sherry.
What's hanging out? No.
Oh my God, if anyone else has another
nickname for their... Here's a Josh Josh on the line. Hi, Josh.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, we're super dupes. How are you?
Doing all right.
All right. What's the nickname for your coworker?
So I got this coworker, Daniel, and he looks like an old wise monkey. He even says it himself. He's got this really long, like, beard. He says he looks like a monkey, so we call him Chunky Monkey.
I'm sure he loves that.
Yeah, well, you know, we work as mechanics, so we kind of, you know, we free flow around with the things that we say.
Yeah, I bet.
So I added it in.
I bet most of them are not on air appropriate. Last call that Josh put on the air.
We appreciate you keeping it clean for us.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks to this Josh who called in.
Yeah, of course.
Have a great day. A bunch of texts coming in. There's a woman at this office who prints every single email. We call her Paper Clippa. The office flirt who's always texting people and saying inappropriate things on Instagram. We call her Textual Healing.
Oh, that's kind of good. Textual healing.
And we got the over-explainer, PowerPoint Paul, in this office. Oh, and I like this one. There's a woman in our office who says literally in every sentence, and her name is Linda. We call her literally Linda. a couple more coming in on the text line. Our IT guy is the Y-Father. This guy said he blesses our router daily. Ah, the Y-Father.
That's good.
We have a receptionist named Karen. She's always late. We call her Clockless Karen. Drama queen Carol in the office is Cliffhanger Carol. She's always got something going on. Brad in Littleton, he said, works with this woman, Deb, who sighs all the time. Every 5 minutes, you just hear this deep from her cube, whether she's typing or opening an email or there's a printer jam. We call her Sirena or Sirena the Cytastic.
Wow, God, Brad, that's a mouthful for you.
Oh, man. Yeah. All right, we got Mandy who called in. Hi, Mandy.
Hi.
Hi. What's your nickname for your coworker?
Well, I mean, it's not too crazy. It's Crazy Kathy, but she's that type of coworker that walks around acting like she does everything here when she doesn't really do anything here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Gosh. And so then we have, you know, like the three of us that are here, it's like, quit it, CJ. You know, when one of us starts to act like her, or we call each other Kathy with a K. You know, we just make jokes with each other, like, you're acting like a Kathy with a K.
So instead of a Karen, it's a Kathy now.
Kathy. That's funny.
She acts like she does everything there, and she doesn't do anything, huh?
She does not.
We have a nickname for that person at our work. Her name is...
It's not me. Don't you look at me.
Katie.
It's not me.
Katie, we call
that person. Shut your face.
Katie, I do everything around here.